This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, November 30, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rainy, windy today, temperatures in the 50s. Former Salem Mayor Neil Harrington announced yesterday that he wants to return to his old office. The Salem News is reporting that Harrington, who is currently Salisbury's town manager, will be running to replace Mayor Kim Driscoll, who will become lieutenant governor in January. Harrington was mayor in Salem from 1990 to 1997. Lynn City officials unveiled a portrait of former Mayor Thomas McGee yesterday. Mayor McGee was on hand for the event at City Hall. The Daily Item reports that current Mayor Jared Nicholson recognized how McGee led the city through the early stages of the pandemic and guided the city through many infrastructure improvements. A Beverly apartment proposal has been appealed. Paul Layton of the Salem News is reporting today that a Gloucester Crossing proposed building is being challenged in Salem Superior Court by the owner of a neighboring building as it directly interferes with three parking spaces on Bennett Street. Massachusetts will be providing almost three dozen communities with funding for police body cameras. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports the total amount allocated by the state is $3.5 million. The city of Salem will receive $23,000. Gloucester City Council voted unanimously to amend the license and permit requirements for transient vendors in light of the kerfuffle over a taco food trailer at the Plum Cove Beach this summer. The changes approved November 22 tightened the rules to make sure that those who bid on the permits for fixed vendor locations use them or lose them. The language aims to prevent someone from bidding on a license only to prevent a vendor from using that spot. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with Sports. The Bruins beat Tampa Bay 3-1 last night. The Bees are now 18-3 on the season. The Celtics host Miami at the Garden this evening. Salem State men's basketball beat MIT last night, 89-82. The Endicott men's and women's basketball teams will be playing at Salve Regina tonight. The Salem State hockey team is off to a 1-5 start, 0-4 in the conference. Thursday night, the Vikings will host Worcester State at 7. Salem State coach Bill O'Neill is in his 41st season as head coach.
Hopefully Salem State continues and wants me to stay here. And look out, my kids are old and older. I'm older, but you guys keep me young, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens. The players, you guys come in here with an expectation, a passion, love, and, you know, it's a two-way street and helps keep us old coaches young.
That is Salem State coach Bill O'Neill, featured in a Salem State podcast that is posted on the school's athletic website. North Shore football teams competing in this weekend's Super Bowl games at Gillette Stadium include Kip, North Reading, St. Mary's, and St. John's Prep. We will have complete Super Bowl coverage this weekend. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today.